I left my dear old mother to weep and to mourn. I am a rebel soldier and far from my home. It's grape shot and musket and the cannon lumber loud. There's many a mangled body, the blanket for their shroud. There's many a mangled body left on the fields alone. I am a rebel soldier and far from my home.
Okay, folks, we're coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana here this first day of November 2022. We appreciate you joining us here on a variety of different networks. We have opened up the blog talk feed, and the phone lines will be open today on the show. We are also broadcasting on a couple of different Facebook channels. We're back on Twitter, again, broadcasting on Twitter. We're over on Red Pill and also Rumble. And, of course, we're hosted, as always, each weekday by Brighteon Radio. And we do appreciate all the work that that Mike Adams and his crew does over there at Brighteon Radio and Brighteon TV. Okay. Again, as I stated, we are going to have the phone lines open. I'm going to try to keep my eye on the phone line page. I'm going to cover something today that I've covered before, but I think it's important to cover it again, because as we review the material that I'm going to have today, I'm going to present during this broadcast, I think it'd be easy to see how these things have occurred over time and how we've, it's occurred via incrementalism. And I'm talking about the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. If you're not familiar with those, it's an easy search to bring up. And these were the 10 planks presented by Karl Marx that we've adopted here in this country, and in way more than you would probably even believe. It's way more prevalent and way more advanced than you probably would believe or would expect, because, you know, no one really talks about it. No one points it out really too much. We're going to have no guests the first hour today. Again, we are going to, as I stated, have the phone lines open. If someone chooses to call in, great. If not, no big deal. I don't expect anybody to call in. Usually when I've been on doing calls regularly, people call in, but I don't think I've had the phone lines open for 6 months. But if you do want to call in, 563-999-3736, 563-999-3736. And really the only rules of the phone lines are just, you know, be respectful and don't, you know, just remember this is sort of a family show, believe it or not. Just be respectful and, you know, don't be a jerk and you're fine. You don't have to agree with me or my guest or anything. That's okay. All right. So, again, we're going to talk about the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get through that, because I'm going to be commenting probably on each one, because it's. You know, there's examples, certainly there's examples of each one that can be cited. So if I'm going to do that, I'm going to have to move this over to here so I can monitor it. Okay. For those who usually maybe chat with me in the foxhole, I won't be able to see it because I have to keep the window open for, well, I have so many monitors here. So I have to keep the window open for the phone in case someone calls in for that, because I have to have my website that I'm going to be referencing here on this other screen. Okay, so let's bring this up here and take a look at, let me make this larger, so those of you on the video portion of the program can see. 10 planks, and this is from the name of this website, conservativeusa.net, it looks like. The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto offered for your education and to compare with today's laws and regulations. And that's an excellent thing right there. That's a that's an excellent opening. It's wise to review this and compare it to what we're seeing today, and also what we've seen over time. And what you're kind of getting, and again, this is one of the things that I'd like to cover today, or at least this is one of the points I'd like to bring across. this transition into complete control and domination over the population. And they've used this, some of the things you're going to see here is what they used to do that. This doesn't happen instantly and overnight. This is, again, done by what's called incrementalism. Incrementalism. You know, the people that run things, they realize that if they come across with things immediately on folks and try to pass laws or enact some of these planks here in a quick amount of time, there's going to be an uprising. People aren't going to put up with it. It'll be too much for them to bear. So they're realizing this because, again, as we stated yesterday, I believe, on the broadcast, this really is a psychological dictatorship that we're under. They realize the human psyche and how it functions and how it operates. And they realize that what I just stated, that if you come at something right away and you do it quickly, there's going to be a backlash. But if you do it in increments over time, a little bit every year, a little bit every month, or, you know, people say the same thing about investing, right? The people that build wealth are not the folks that get a big paycheck and put it aside. Sometimes that happens if they get a lucky stock or something, but generally speaking, the people that build wealth take a little bit every week or month or whatever their paycheck is, every 2 weeks, they put it away in increments. It's incrementalism. And over time, it builds up. Same type of principle here with these planks. They don't hit it all at once. They do it a little bit at a time over a long period of time. And before you know it, you're captured. That's the way that they roll. Because, again, the reason that they have to adopt that strategy, and I will be able to pull this up here. So I can see that. I just covered up my... So if you do want to chat with me in Foxhole, go ahead. I can see you now. So what they've done is they have, as you can see, the screen got dark because I moved the, that's part of what lights me here is the giant screens and the lights on it. At any rate, what you can see here is the fact that they've moved this stuff across it's been incrementalism. They've moved it slowly. And what they've done is essentially, is they've captured us and taken over. So let's look at some of these things here some of these 10 planks. And, you know, as we read through them, as I read through them, I'm going to give, when it's available, I'm going to give examples of how that's already been implemented. And there's probably more that you can think of, I'm sure. I'm just going to hit what comes right at the top of my head here. So let's go over to the website. And this talks about Karl Marx. He was paid by the League of the Just to write the Communist Manifesto, and he was paid again to rewrite it. It was intended to cite violence, yada, yada, yada. So Western nations, including the United States, have gradually implemented virtually all of Marx's 10 key steps towards creating a dictatorship. What are some examples can you find? Americans would be wise to study the 10 planks and demand that the president and Congress abolish all laws, regulations, and agencies which govern these and all other unconstitutional seizures of power. Communism, was never intended to free man, but to enslave him. Indeed, the Communist Manifesto promised a dictatorship over the proletariat, and history proved it always ended up slaughtering and enslaving millions of the proletariat. Exactly right. This is a true statement, what was just made here. All right, Karl Marx's 10 plank to seize power and destroy freedom. Abolition of property in land and application of all rents of land to the public purpose. Abolition of property. So let's look at the property tax. And this is something that we've covered on this show before. And all rents of land to public purpose. So both of these, let's pop over here again. We're going to cover two here in one, two minutes in one. About abolition of property and the land to public purpose. Okay, abolition of property, we realize that in some places that if you don't pay your property tax, you can have a $10 million home that you've paid for. But if you don't pay the whatever percentage of that is that you need to pay on your property tax, and it's a sliver of what it's worth, depending upon size, could be a big sliver. But if you don't pay that, they come and take your home. They confiscate your house for tax to pay the tax bill. So you could owe conceivably $20,000-$30,000 in taxes, let's say back taxes on property taxes. And that could be seized. Your $10 million home you paid for could be seized because you didn't pay those $30,000 in taxes, which, again, is a fraction of the cost of what the actual value is of the land. So I think we see the abolition of property is well underway, and that's not just that example. You look at BlackRock, who is buying up all just blocks and blocks and blocks of homes and turning them into rentals. And, you know, when you rent, you don't own. Consolidating power into the hands of the few. Also, the rents of lands to public purpose. Look at Nevada. What, 92% of Nevada is BLM land? Take a look at the map of the West. Take a look at the map of the United States with the government land, and pay attention to the West is what I meant to say. Focus on the western part of that map. You'll see. If you get the map, I don't have it in my fingertips here. I didn't think to bring it up. But it's a pretty common map that's out there. If you just do a quick search on government-controlled lands in the United States, one of the maps it brings up is color-coded. And the red color-coded part is the land that's owned by the feds. And out west, it's just outrageous. It's unbelievable. You know where all the resources are, pretty much where most of the resources are located. It's most of this area that's taken over by the BLM, by the federal government. So this is already well underway. Number one, well underway, abolition of private property and rents of all land to public purpose, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. Do we really have to give very many examples of that? You realize nothing destroys people's ability to save and to flourish than taxes. It is number two, a heavy progressive or graduate income tax. There's not really much. There's really not a lot of commentary that needs to be made on that. Who here doesn't fall under the yoke of the tax man? Or the tax police, whatever you want to call it. You know, they're coming. They eventually will come for everybody, right? Now that they've hired an additional, I don't know how many thousands of agents. I think number two, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. I think they're going to be paying a lot more attention to that subheading than they have in the past. If they got that many agents ready to go, who knows? If you look back on, I don't even know what channel it's on now because I've got so much stuff canceled. I don't even remember what platform it's on, but I'll have to have Gene back on the broadcast. I've interviewed Gene Pringle, who's a walk-in encyclopedia when it comes to all of this stuff. He knows all about how the tax thing is all a fraud. He goes through their own code and shows you that the majority of the people aren't even taxpayers. I mean, I know you hear that's a conspiracy theorist. No, it's not. I mean, he's an expert. He's the expert in the West for sure, probably in the United States, one of them. But I'll have Gene Pringle back on the broadcast here. I'll have him back on. I haven't talked to Gene in a while, and have him break all that stuff down as far as the tax and how the fraud and how it's all just a correct. Subpec Vet, you're correct. It's only a 10-square-mile area around Washington, D.C. there. They have no real we've been captured. Do you understand the United States has been captured? We've been captured by foreign operatives and foreign corporations. I know people don't believe that. Oh, good old USA, apple pie, and wave the flag and all that stuff. You know, I'm not saying that's not good. You know, sure, it's great to be patriotic, but understand we're captured nation. We're captured. I mean, the Federal Reserve is not federal. Do you understand? It's a consortium of private banks that aren't even in this country that decide, really, that pull the strings of our economy. These aren't even Americans, for Pete's sake. I mean, this is, it's pathetic, and people don't even really realize the whole scam with your capital letter name, the whole trust that's in your name, that no one ever, you know, wants you to talk about that. Don't talk about the trust. You know, I mean, it's time that all this stuff gets exposed and all these crooks get brought to light and then brought to justice. Once enough is enough's enough, is it not? I mean, how much is too much? How much is too much? I've had enough. Okay, let's go back here to number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance. So one of the things that they do when they can't outright ban you, right? They just can't outright say, well, you're not allowed to have your, you're not allowed to have granny's house. What do? Well, and this happens often. They put such a heavy tax burden on your estate, let's say. If you inherit inherit a farm, a family farm that's been in the family for I don't know how many years or generations sometimes, right? You inherit this farm or inherit a piece of property or a house, a piece of land, and what do? You get the tax that you have to pay for inheriting something that was owned by your family, that taxes have been paid on them pretty much every year, and then they pass on and turn it over to you, and what do you got to pay? So much tax sometimes that people have to give up their farms and have to turn them over. They can't have to give them up. And who's able to buy them? Well, of course, bigger farms and bigger, you know, bigger agricultural, you know, groups or consortiums or networks are able to buy these farms. And what does that do? That further consolidates power into the hands of the few. This is the goal. One of the goals of these people that run things, right? They want to take a lot of power and consolidate it into the hands of a very few people because it's much easier to control everything. Of course, you know this, right? You know this. This is part of their plan, part of the program. And they have their underlings and their minions that do their bidding. And they pretend, depending on who they are, they get paid pretty darn well to do that. But they're selling you out. They're selling humanity out. A lot of them selling out. Certainly this country, these people just don't have any loyalty to America. They don't eat the apple pie and wave the flag and drive a Chevy, you know, like most people. They don't do all that. Nope. They are foreign operatives working for foreign, well, basically bloodline families. The bloodlines, Illuminati bloodline families. If you just look at the work of Fritz Springmeier, he's fantastic. He's a fantastic work. I really would like to get Fritz on the show. I almost had him booked for an interview and it fell through. I should reach back out to him and get him on the broadcast. But it's way, way bigger than we can even imagine, folks. And sadly, you know, the grease that they use to lubricate their whole entire operation is it's the blood of children. It's the blood of children. And it is, was, and always will be about the kids and about the children and the way that they treat them. And they're just basically use them as currency. It's pathetic. It's beyond pathetic. It's demonic to the core. Anyway, I don't want to go down that road because it's not a happy day when we start talking about that stuff. I'm going to take a quick commercial break and come back on the other side. We're going to cover some more news and information, and we will go back over the remaining 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Back after these brief messages.
If you like classic cars, exceptional service, and a money-back guarantee, then the Corner Shop in beautiful downtown Kalispell is the place for you. Whether it's an oil change, engine diagnostic, suspension work, or brakes all around, the Corner Shop has you covered. With expert technicians and a free consultation on all services, you can't go wrong with the Corner Shop. Did I mention the classic cars? While you're waiting for your expert service to be performed, take a stroll through the showroom to see Kalispell's smoothest collection of classic cars. The Corner Shop is conveniently located at 1212 South Main, just south of the courthouse. The Corner Shop is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., so drop by for an appointment or call 755-7777. That's 755-7777. The Corner Shop, Kalispell's full-service auto repair facility.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Legacy and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
If you're like me, you miss the American...
Okay, that's enough commercials for now. I'm James White. Thanks so much for joining us here in the broadcast. Let's get back to putting down information here. We can skip our main commercial. Thanks so much for joining us here in the broadcast. This is Northwest Liberty News, northwestlibertynews.com. That's northwestlibertynews.com. All right, we're to carry on with the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, which is really occurring right now as we speak. This operation is in play right now. It doesn't, again, you don't have to have a Harvard degree to see what's going on. Number four, confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. Whoa. So red flag laws, does that come to your mind? Rebel? Someone that, yeah, I could do a whole show on taxes. That's right. And I will. Sorry to change the subject here, but I got a comment in the chat box. Yes, I can do a whole show on taxes. I've done several shows on taxes, and had Joe Bannister on my program several times. From the he actually stepped out of the IRS because let's see, am I up and taking calls? I just got a message. Let's see, is someone trying to call into the show here? On the they are. Okay, looks like there's somebody is on the line. Yes, the answer is yes. I'm up taking calls. So someone actually sent me a message here, and I will reply to them. The calls are going to take precedent over the news, actually. So let me take this phone call here. I just see that someone's here. It's a 208 area code, so I don't know who that is, but let's see. Okay, caller, thanks for calling in. You are live on the air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I'm Pam Hemphill from Boise, Idaho.
Hey, Pam, how are you? Thanks for calling into the broadcast. I appreciate it. How can I help you?
Yeah. I just got a little message here that maybe I should call in and mention the Proud Boys. I'm one of the January 6th. They call me, I'm also known as MAGA Granny.
MAGA Granny from Idaho. Yes, I was aware that you may be calling in. Thanks so much for dialing in. I'm sorry if you waited for a long time there. I had was on a different screen. I was rambling, which is never good. Tell us about J6. I've got Roger Roots is going to be on. I believe Roger is on today. As a matter of fact, he is. Roger Roots is a lawyer here in Montana. He's defending several of the J6 victims there of the government criminality. Really, the railroading, the Keystone Cops that these people are. Anyway, you don't want to get me off on that. Anyway, go ahead, MAGA Granny. tell us what you got going on.
Yeah, well, as a lot of you know, I spent 2 months in prison over this, and they had a plan to make sure I'd never get out. And what's happening with the J6ers, with all of us, not just me. This is not about Pam Hemphill being targeted by the FBI. This is about all the J6ers. And they had a plan to make sure I would probably never get out of there. The chances were very slim. But, you know, as we know, God had different plans. But I'm being asked to be a witness for the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys because I have 19 videos. And I interviewed the Proud Boys, and they're innocent, and so are the Oath Keepers. They just are using this for a political weapon against us. Of course, that's what they're good at. So I can't talk too much about the case, but the video's out there, It's very easy to see. Well, I'm asking the Proud Boys, are we going inside the Capitol? Because at that time, you got to understand, I'm thinking the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys are there to protect the president and then, of course, keep us safe from Antifa or the Black Lives Matter. So I'm thinking maybe they're going to go in the Capitol with the president. And being a citizen journalist from Boise, of course, it's an opportunity to video and be there. And, of course, their response was, no, ma'am, we're not going into the Capitol. And another person I knew there from Coeur d'Alene, he said the same thing. There was no plan to go after the government or go inside the Capitol. It's all lies.
Oh yeah, I think we realize that it's really a political persecution. This is the thing, MAGA granted that got me, was that the year before they were burning things down in cities and lighting towns on fire and pulling people out of cars and beating them down, and nothing happened to those folks. Mostly they got arrested and let go, and then these people that literally basically trespassed. I mean, essentially, some of them trespassed. That is not even a felony. I don't even know if trespassing is ever considered a felony. I mean, maybe if you trespass in Area 51 or something. But, I mean, just trespassing, it's a misdemeanor. And they spent how long now? 20 months in jail? And some of them are in solitary confinement type conditions? It's reprehensible. It's like third world nation. It's like something that would happen in, Guatemala or something crazy.
Yeah, exactly. This is not America, and this is not how we treat our prisoners, no matter what their crime is. This is insane. We have a gentleman right now. He's in the Oakdale Federal Prison in Louisiana, and he only got 75 days, but they have him in solitary. He can't even drink out of it. He don't have a cup. He's given 1 hour to shower. He's locked. He don't have a cup to drink out of. What else did they tell me here? He doesn't get to wash his clothes. I mean, these stories I'm hearing about what's happening to every one of these J6s, it's a nightmare. You think you're in Nazi Germany.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? So I think what happened is my machine locked up.
Okay.
My machine locked up.
Right,
but I don't know if anybody else does. I think everything's gone. I think everything's locked up. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm going to hang up and call back. I'm going to have to hang up and log everything back on again. I'm going to have to shut my computer down. Something's wrong here. It's just
all locked
up.
You want me to call back?
I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get that back
on
again. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Mac and Grant. If you can call back in, go ahead and do it, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that. I have to hang up. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Bye.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Let me hang up.